The troops took him together now. So he said that you are Mekushat. You have Tachshitim like the Sus of Paro. So that's the beauty of the Klal Yisrael. Now I give you Tachshitim like the Sus of Paro. What are the Tachshitim? Na'avu l'chayayich batayrim. Your face was given a became beautiful through Torim, certain type of jewelry, and tzavarech, and your neck with the necklace of charuzim is a charuz is a necklace basically. It's made up of a string with multiple stones on it. Okay. Now, what type of Torim? Torah zav nasalach. The Torim are made out of gold. In nukudes that cost of there and their points of silver. So we just got a nice jewelry lesson. What's going on? Well, why is this? What's the significance? The going mavel arayin over here. Mishnah. So he says that these are describing two types of jewelries. This is the type of jewelry you put on your face and the type of jewelry you put on your neck, which is the neck is the part of the body. It's the beginning of the body. It's the part that connects the body to the head. So he says that a Torah, I don't exactly get what a Torah is, but a Torah is some sort of jewelry that has, it's one piece. It's like a headband.
Tiara.
It's one piece, which is has three parts to it. But it's like all one piece that, yeah, like a crown or something like that, that has three parts to it, but it's one piece. And charuzim is a string, but it has on the string multiple different pieces. Pearl necklace. Imagine like a pearl necklace. He says, why? And he says, that was the derech. He actually says this in Mishlei as well. There's a going in the pasuk in Mishlei. The person goes, it says, Livyas. So the Goyim says it over there too, that the derech of people was that when you the jewelry that you put on your head is a one-piece jewelry, and the jewelry that you put on your neck or body is usually multiple pieces. Like you put a bracelet or a necklace on your body, and on your face you put one piece. So what's the biadar? So to grow, because Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's two parts of Yiddishkeit. There's Torah and there's mitzvahs. The face is the head is more masiachis to Torah, because the face is you have to hear to get a rev from a Rebbe. You have to say out Torah. You have to reuse your eyes. The face and the brain is the area that's exclusive to Torah. The guf is the guf is all for mitzvahs. So the girl that therefore Torah is not multiple things, it's all one thing. Torah b'sheirasha can all be connected to one idea. The entire Torah is a necessitibris. The Torah is b'sheirasha, all chachmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really one thing. And even though there's parts to it, there's And he says that there's parts to it in both Tershah B'Ksav and Tershah Bal Peh. So he says the reason it's a three-pronged jewelry is because, and there's two of them, because the next one says Torah Zav. The Torah that we're talking about is two. I give you two Torah, and each one was Zav, and each one is made up of three parts. Why? Because the jewelry that you put on your head, which is one, is represents Tershah B'Ksav, and that's made up of Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, K'sumim. But it's one Chochmas HaTorah. And the Torah Sheba'al Peh is the term made up of Mishnah, Braisa, and Gemara. It's also made up of three parts that makes up the Torah Zav that you put on the head, which is, it's not all over the place. Torah B'Sharasha, everything shtims in Torah. In Torah, everything shtims. It's not different things. Someone came in one time.
I mean, it's like one big picture.
Right. The more MS it is, the more it's true on every level, and it just gets more and more together. It doesn't get more. The more you learn, not the more you're all over the place. The more everything comes together, right? You know one mesechta, it's like you're a little dizzy. You know, all of a sudden you know the whole Shas, everything stays perfectly. The more you know, the less you get all over the place. The more you comes, everything just fits in. So, like Rabban Taka, I heard from him one time, he said, Gavalt Kazag, that he was sitting with an Adam Gadol in Yerushalayim, and another Chashav Yid walks in and tells this Adam Gadol, tells him that I just finished going through Chidushim HaGriz HaLevi Al HaTorah, Maran Riz HaLevi Al HaTorah, and every shtickle over there is Mechuvah Nafi Arizal. So this Adam Gadol, the godless from Briskerov. Briskerov was not busy with the Arizal when he wrote this shtickle. Oh, but Ein Zach, Yemizogin is the godless from Torah. And then there's not the Briskerov shtim, the Arizal with him. So there's the godless from Torah. That if something is true, Emes Lamita in Pshat, it's mukhrach that it has to be true in every level of Torah also. In other words, Torah is not random things that come together. There's an emes here. And depending on your glasses, you see it the way you see it. But it's all one thing. It's not, it's between the makabel, it feels different, but Peshorosh is one. So he says, Memela, it's up to going. The jewelry that you wear on your head is one piece. But mitzvahs are by definition coming to enhance different parts of you, not all of you. Torah is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, right? Like Rav Chaim Lajner says, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam means every segula that exists in every other mitzvah exists in Torah. So if tzedakah tatzel imavas, Torah is also tatzel imavas. If tzitzis is loisasuru, so Torah also has loisasuru. Everything that exists in every mitzvah exists in Torah. But mitzvah is not like that. Mitzvah has a mission to do. So you want to be misakin your arm, so you put on tefillin. You want to misakin your feet, you go do this mitzvah, chalitza, whatever. Every mitzvah has its aver it's focused on, and it's coming to misakin a certain need in the person. You want to focus on rachmanas, so you focus on this midah, this mitzvah. Every mitzvah has a job that it's coming to do to the person. So
Isn't mitzvah part of a bigger whole?
each
Otherwise,
one
each
is
mitzvah is not
functioning, but
independent.
each one is functioning that together with the other one, it could be a sock in the mensch. But a guy that says, I'm a tefillin guy, this is my thing, is never going to come to a shlemus.
It's about most of Torah is about mitzvahs.
It's about it, but that's not the key of the mitzvahs. The limud haTorah itself is one. The chokhmas haTorah is one. The way the asiyas haMitzvahs is to help a person practice in different independent things.
And some is learning most of the Torah Shavuot Peh is about mitzvahs. So you learn one mitzvah is about one mitzvah most of the time. Two
Right.
mitzvahs. But you're learning about that one mitzvah
That's
is
the Torah
different than the
Shabbat.
other
It's not the
time
key of the
that.
mitzvah. The key of the mitzvah is the key of the mitzvah is focusing on one thing. So Memela, Avada, they're
And how to
attached.
learn the
So
Torah then?
Memela, each mitzvah is like a separate pearl.
Meaning to say,
Each mitzvah is a separate pearl. Avada, there's a string that runs through it and holds all the pearls together. You have one pearl, the king grace a necklace. But with the other ones, if there's a string that runs through it, which the string is the Torah parable, let me speak it out. But Memela, when it comes to the guf, you don't wear one prong of the jewelry. When it comes to the guf, you wear in the guf multi-pronged jewelry because you wear a pearl necklace on the guf. Because the guf is coming to say that you could perfect your guf with many different pieces. And each mitzvah can perfect your guf in a different area. And mamela, you have to have all of them. You can't just have one. But each mitzvah is here to perfect you in a different way. The Ramach Yevarim, the point of the mitzvah is to misak in the person. Mamela, each one has its mission. So mamela, that's what Hashem is saying to Kvan Yisrael. You are like the Sosopari. I was mekashet you. I made you beautiful. I gave you Torim on your head, which is one. And I gave you charuzim on your body, which is to perfect your guf. You have many, many mitzvahs and many angles that you could take to perfect your guf through the mitzvahs. Sniffler. Now, he continues in what? The Dabar Niflad Moed. Biuran, he says here. Oh, another raya. Mitzvahs, most of them don't apply to the same people. And most of them don't apply all the time. Torah applies all the time. There's no off time on that. There's no time, yes, no. Torah applies always. So he's saying that's why. Okay. And the tzavar represents the mice that you do with the goat. Okay. It says, "Lachin tachshet harosh hu mikshaecha neged asecha shuecha." Or tachshet the tzavar osu mechatichos chatichos ki yesh kama minay maisim mashenoy gayoy meinu neg machal lachin asuim chatichos chatichos. V'anim shomu van shomer lo akadosh baruch hu. I'm mekashet you, and with everything like asus aparoi. Now and then he says in the next pasuk, it says, "I give you two tyrim," right? It says, Torah is off. I give you two of them. What are the two of them? Torah Shabbat Sef, Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah is off Nasalach im Nekudos HaKosef. So it says the Nekudos HaKosef are that in the Torah, there's also Nekudos. How to read the Torah.
Yeah, okay.
Instead of saying Yerchal, Yeochal, whatever it is. And those are the Nekudos HaKosef, which enhance the Torah Shabbat Sef. And the middle of that is the second part of that's the Nekudos HaKosef. Okay? Now, I just wanted to add something. I was thinking, why is the Torah Shabbat Ksav Moira more on Zav and the Torah Shabbat Baal Peh Moira more on Kesef?
I receive that.
Because I'm saying is Torah Zav Nasalach in Nekudos HaKosef. The Nekudos is the Torah Shabbat Baal Peh, how to read it. And that's referred to as Kesef. So I think it's very simple. What's the difference between Zav and Kesef? Zav is the most valuable metal in the planet, let's say.
More valuable than silver.
More valuable than silver. But Be'etzem, it's less useful than silver. It's not a very good quality metal. It's too thin. You can't really make kelim out of it. It's not a good currency, like the Gemara says in Azav. Azav coin is a Kesef. And a Kesef coin is a Zav. The Kesef is the currency. You want to go value yourself. My buying power is my kesef. I don't have one. If I go to the store and I want to buy a knish, I'm going to use kesef. What am I going to do? Gold. Gold doesn't help anything. What's the zav? The value of zav is the innate beauty of it. It's not the usefulness of it. It's not what you do with it. It is value. It is shavius. It is betzem, right? So for whatever reason, Kodesh Baruch Hu created a mitzvah in the world called zav. That people want it and people, there's value to it. That's it. Right? Even though you can't do anything with it. You can make nice, hagufa. All you can do with it is show it off. All you can do with it is make vayter something nice and jewelry. There's nothing you can do with it. So why is it so valuable? It's valuable because it's chashuv. It's pure chashuvus. Zav's value is what you do with it. I could buy stuff with it. It's the most basic money. Kesef, in the Pesukim in the Chumash, calls Kesef what you buy a field with Kesef, in the Chumash, Ephraim. Kesef is Shavius. Kesef is the person with the most Kesef, has the most power.
Right.
You can buy whatever he wants. So Torah Shabbat Ksav is the etzem value, the etzem beauty of the Torah itself. That's Nimshal Tzav. The Kesef is the ability to now go and make the Torah useful. And if Shoshu Ksav is beautiful, but you can't do anything with it by itself. And then the Shoshu Ksav without the Nekudos HaKesef is useless because you don't know how to read it. So the Nekudos HaKesef is that not only do you have beauty, but you also have the ability to turn that beauty and make something out of it. It's the utility, it becomes usable.
You can spend it,
you use it. So Mamela, the Nekudos HaKesef is the Nekudai, the Kesef is the Nekudais, which brings out the ability to now bring the Torah Shebiktav, the beauty of the Torah Shebiktav, into your daily life, into using it. So maybe that's the pshat, the difference in Zav and Kesef. So I was just thinking to add on to that, Gnech. Okay? Packed stuff.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So let me ask this, something, that concept we were discussing.